This is KLYT, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. Rebroadcast on KNKT Cannon Air Force Base, K201CC Las Cruces, K228DQ Portales, and online at klyt.fm. From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I want to kind of give our listeners a heads up for the second half of the show. It may be, maybe don't want to participate. However, we may hit some hot buttons in the second half of the show. Stuff about where do I go? Where do I shop? Where can I go? Or I'm a business owner and, what should I, just sell my product? Anyway, we're going to kind of get into some of that, kind of a hint, tease about the second half of the show. So be prepared to call in the second half if you want to join in the conversation. Actually, let's give away a KLYT office kit. What that is, well, we'll let you know when you win it. To everyone participating, we'll put your name in the hat, and at the end of the show, we'll pick a name and give you a prize. So that'll be at the end of the show today. But write down the phone number to participate in the second half of the show when John Chitwood's hanging out with us. And the number to call will be 505-338-5790. You can hear that during the imaging of the show when we come back from the break. But let me give it again, 505-338-5790. And we'll take your texts as well. So our engineer will be watching our text line at 505-585-5483. By the way, our engineer has a name. It's Jared, and he does a great job. So thank you, Jared. And another J-name guy joining us in studio via Facebook phone. Kind of, we're all modernized, whatever, it's old. Jeremiah Brown, Pastor Jeremiah from Calvary Chapel, New Harvest in Los Lunas. And Pastor Jeremiah, those that may not be aware, he is the gentleman who makes sure that we get to hear Pastor David Maestas every weekday at 4 o'clock on New Harvest Radio. Welcome on to the show, Pastor Jeremiah Brown.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's an honor to be here. And man, I love what you're doing. And I can't wait for that second half too myself. I wrote down the numbers.
All right. Well, and likewise, we so much love what you guys are doing. About 20, 25 miles south of Albuquerque, which, by the way, I want the listener to know as we're going through some of the things that Calvary Chapel New Harvest is doing. If you want to connect with them and the events that they have planned, you log on to calvarynhll.com. That's calvarynhll.com. And let's talk, Jeremiah, about in this first segment anyway, about the Armor Up event coming up. It's YouthCon. And here's what I would say. It's either YouthCon or you could say Youth Conference, but don't say YouthCon Youth Conference because that's like saying chai tea.
Yeah, right? Thank you. It's short for Youth Conference, right? So we'll just get that out of the bag after the way. But, it's shorter. It's easy. That kind of came from everybody knows what Comic-Con is.
Right.
And you'd hear them say that conference thing. And nonetheless, it's just something that's that started up last year, actually, as a vision that I had or that God had given me. Rather, of just youth coming together of New Mexico and learning about Jesus, learning at 2 a.m. when everything's going wrong and, they can't get in touch with their youth pastor or whoever.
Yeah.
Jesus is right there, man. And that's what our aim and goal is to reunite, to amp up, to do whatever we can to make it real in their lives. And the conference just really lays it out and allows us to do that.
Well, I'm going to tell you about the 2 a.m. stuff. Our engineer, Jared, is feeling your pain. We just had what we call the weekend, which we've had at Calvary Church over the years, you know, here on Osuna for just years and years. And actually, Jared took a day off to go and participate and lead in that. And he came, I asked him when he came back, I said, actually, Jared, turn up your mic. Come join us here. I want a little testimony. Jared said, first night was pretty rough, huh, Jared?
Yes, first night was rough. We had a lot of rowdy kids, but by the second night, I think the activities had worn them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's probably pretty common. Night, the energy's a little lower.
I will tell you, as a parent of several, my kids would come home from these things exhausted. But, yes,
and more than worth it, though, we got to baptize one of our students.
Right, and Jeremiah, that's what you're looking forward to. You're looking forward to sharing with these kids. Now, let's lay it out, because we only have a certain amount of time here, and in our next segment, we have some other things to talk about going at Calvary New Harvest in Los Lunas. Let's start with, it's this Thursday and Friday, and you can register at calvarynhll.com. You can also be a walk-up at... is Thursday night, will it be 701 Main Street?
Yep.
Okay. Now, here's what I found online. You correct me if I'm wrong. It starts at registration. You actually have a game going on during registration.
Oh, yeah. How absolutely cool. Got to get that blood pumping right off the get-go.
Okay. Any tees on that? Or, you know, is that something you got to...
Yes. Well, it's something they'll go gaga over, and it includes a ball.
Okay.
But you can put those together.
By the way, Lady Gaga doesn't own Gaga. That, you know, that goes no, that predates right. That predates Lady Gaga. So don't think you know what Jeremiah is talking about.
Yes, Lady Gaga will not be there. Yeah. I'll let that out.
But you might be dressed in a suit of bacon.
Well, I can't confirm or deny.
Okay, so another part of the Thursday night, Calvary Youth Worship Team is going to be sharing music and worship. Now, is this the team that typically, you know, weekly is ministering to the youth?
That I know of, yes. Okay. I'm sure they have a large team. They have a lot of members that kind of go on. So I know they came down, I think, the 24th of May. Okay. And did worship for us on a Wednesday night. So it was kind of a nice preview to who's going to be there. The name seemed familiar.
Let me say this, too, since we're talking about this youth event at Calvary Chapel, New Harvest in Los Lunas this Thursday and Friday. It is in Los Lunas. And not only is it citywide, it's metro-wide in that, you know, whether you're Santa Fe or Albuquerque or Socorro or whatever, and it's kids age, was it mid-high and high school?
Yep, seventh grade through senior.
Okay.
If they graduated sixth grade just now, then they're in seventh grade, and they're able to come.
Okay, so Thursday night, looks like there's going to be a time of worship and a time of a small group discussion. How important are those small groups when you head into a mini camp like this?
Last year, that was the biggest takeaway. We went to Bonita Park and those small groups. So we give a message, but the small groups are where it come to life and the engagement happens. I just got out of a meeting creating the groups, and we're very specific about placement and who we put where and with what leaders, and making sure that basically these questions that they're asked just allow them to really like connect it. You know, those thoughts that some of us connect through the message, most of us connect even more within those small groups.
Very good. Well, now, I wasn't quite sure if all this was specifically just Thursday or Friday, but Armor Up Revolver, another activity. Is that a Thursday night thing?
It is. And it sounds really neat because nobody knows what it is. it's more of a learning activity. So we're doing the armor of God. If you haven't picked that up, in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 is our main scripture. But this revolver event, they're going to go out of those small groups, but they're going to stick with their group. And we've got six stations that are going to be set up, six teachers, and each station is going to last 10 minutes each. And they'll literally revolve around all of those until they hit all of them, teaching them Ephesians 6, 2 through 10 through 18, and how they can actually put on that helmet of salvation, how they can hold that sword of the Spirit, how they can hold that shield of faith and use it in everyday life.
So is it staff from Calvary Chapel New Harvest that'll be teaching and giving the messages, or do you have a guest?
Staff will be doing the teaching, and then it'll be myself for some of them, and then my assistant, if you will, in youth, Eli Estrada, amazing teacher. He's been to Uganda, really got the shoes of the gospel put up into his life. And then for the Revolvers, we actually have some of our other youth leaders. Nice. That are the ones doing it.
Okay, and we already mentioned Gaga Ball, but Rock Wall, which I'm going to guess they're going to climb.
Yep.
Where, I might just look up and, okay, there it is.
Right.
It's there.
Better with a camera.
People would pay to watch that, man.
Right.
It's been a while. Okay. I threw out my shoulder. Okay. Fear Factor, which, some of these kids, that may be brand new to them.
Yeah, that kind of goes back. It's gross.
Do they have to sign a release?
They already have by the time they walk through the doors.
we did Fear Factor Light. I was a young life kid, and we did Fear Factor Light. You know, like one of the competitions would have been, one team member laying prostrate on the ground, face up on the ground, right, with like a little sauce cup in their mouth, and then another one on an 8 or 10 foot ladder up above them, where they can crack an egg and get as much of the egg as they can into the little cup. Maybe nowadays, instead of just a chicken egg, you'd use a balut egg,
get down at the specialty store.
Yeah, right. Okay, so Fear Factor, which, the adult audience is probably very versed in. Paint Wars. And it looks from the tees online like that's not necessarily paintball. It's something else, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's dry. It's chalk. It's safe. It's colored chalk powder. You see in the video, if you just search YouthCon on YouTube, it should come up pretty quick. But they're emptying packets. We're taking it to the next level this year, and they're going to be reusable, so it'll last a little bit longer. We're putting some pantyhose bombs so they can be used. But it's a blast.
We had another Young Life game with pantyhose, and it wasn't cross-dressing. Okay,
that's good.
It was it wasn't pantyhose. It was just a woman's nylon, and you put over your head. Well, actually, first thing you do is, okay, get the starting line and get a finish line, and then you put an orange on the starting line, and then you put another orange inside the nylon all the way to the toe, and then you put it over your head, okay, and you got to swing that the one in the nylon to hit the one on the ground
to get it
past the. I'm giving you great ideas, aren't I?
This is awesome. This is going down. Yes, definitely.
Okay. So there's Fear Factor, there's Paint Wars, and prizes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not as big as some of the prizes we saw watching Fear Factor.
I don't know.
The prize is you get to go home in one piece.
That is true.
Kids are going to love the junior high school kids. For YouthCon at Calvary Chapel, New Harvest, Los Lunas are going to love all the stuff we're talking about. But the prizes, you got some cool prizes lined up.
Yeah, we've got, and I can't even mention all of them, but they keep getting better. My team is just praying, and God's just using them. But we're going to have things like we've got a 32-inch smart TV we're giving away as a package with some extra things that go along with watching TV, maybe. Whatever we can do there. We got Apple AirPods that we're giving out. And then we've also got things like a couple passes for escape rooms, Urban Air, the Skate-O-Mania, along with like dinner packages and stuff for them to win. That's all coupled together. So they got something they can do outside of here and take a friend, share Jesus with them.
All right. Now that's just Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
You go into Friday. And it looks like Friday, a good part of the day is going to be spent at a local amusement park. We don't need to describe what goes on with that. Everyone can kind of imagine.
Thanks.
But Parents, if your kid's going to this sunscreen, okay.
Yes.
But Friday, now it says Devo and prayer on Friday. Is that at the amusement park?
Yeah. We actually start out at 10 a.m. The parents will be dropping them off. We'll be checking them in right there at the VIP entrance at Cliffs. And we'll do a small devotional and actually kind of share about what we learned the day before as we wait to get in the park at 11. And then we've also got a message at the very end as well. And that's when the prizes will all be given out at around 6:30.
Okay. So that's when the Fear Factor prizes are given out, or is there a Fear Factor 2 at the park?
We're given all the games to encourage everybody to be there both days.
Okay.
Because it's not a stayover. So,
well, and, you know, they do have to come. And we'll leave it with this. Registration is at calvarynhll.com. That's for Calvary New Harvest Los Lunas. That's calvarynhll.com. And really important, Jeremiah, that, you know, maybe a parent or siblings or people are listening, bring a friend with you.
Absolutely.
Bring someone to hear the good news.
Absolutely. And if money's an issue, give me a call. We'll work something out. We'll figure out a way to make it happen. We don't want money to stop someone from receiving the gospel.
Okay. Now, what number would you have them call?
That would be 505-866-9832. Again, 505-866-9832. And just ask for me directly, Pastor Jeremiah. It's right here. That's our church phone number.
All right. Well, that covers YouthCon for this Thursday and Friday at Calvary New Harvest Los Lunas. That's calvarynhll.com, which, by the way, if you didn't get the phone number, you'll find a way to contact them on the website. So calvarynhll.com. Bring a friend. And can you stick around with us, Jeremiah? We want to talk about, for the younger kids, the VBS that's on the way.
Yes, I'd love to.
All right. We'll get to that right after the break. That's on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, we welcome into today's broadcast Pastor Jeremiah Brown. He's one of the assistant pastors at Calvary Chapel New Harvest in Los Lunas and responsible for helping us get New Harvest Radio on the air with Pastor David Maestas of Calvary Chapel New Harvest every weekday at 4 p.m. Welcome on to the broadcast, Pastor Jeremiah Brown, and thanks for taking time to let us know about some stuff going on in Los Lunas.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited about what God's doing. Happy to share.
Well, and I want to make sure that our listeners know, too, you know, whether you're in the Albuquerque area or especially in the Valencia County area, you'll want to go to the website at calvarynhll.com. Click on the events page. Now, we're going to spend our time today talking about VBS, Armor of God, which the Keepers of the Kingdom curriculum actually went on to go find some information about this, Pastor Jeremiah. I didn't realize this was an Answers in Genesis product. That's pretty cool. You know, we've had Ken Ham on the show, and I can't confirm this. A friend told me this today, they've got the Ark Encounter, right? Out in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Apparently they're putting the rainbow on the Ark. Now, right? Redeem the rainbow.
Amen.
Love what they're doing there every day of the year. And, of course, you can hear Answers in Genesis right here with Ken Ham, the short feature daily on KLYT. However, Jeremiah, now, did you grow up going to VBS?
I did.
Did you?
Very much so.
Okay, well, I was a slow starter. I told you another time that I was a Young Life kid. So in high school, I started, you know, doing stuff. Actually, when I got invited to Young Life, when someone handed me a map, I thought it was a map to a kegger, and they explained what it was, and then they said, "But there's girls," and I was an unbeliever, you know, and went to Young Life, and my jaw hit the ground when I, you know, I was raised a Unitarian, so to hear the gospel that clear for the first time. And I know that, you know, a lot of these kids that are coming to VBS, some of them are from, you know, Calvary Chapel, New Harvest, Los Lunas. But the hope is, I'm sure, like with most VBSs, that there's going to be kids from, well, as you know, anyone hearing the signal that can get to Los Lunas on, what is it, June 19th through the 23rd?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I even told the congregation a couple of times, you know, sign up all your neighbors' kids and their cousins, and then go tell them about it so they can come.
Yeah, you know, one of the best parts I saw about the VBS that's happening at Calvary Chapel, New Harvest, Los Lunas, June 19th, and actually that's each morning starting at 9 o'clock. One of the best things I saw about it, you know, was the price. It's free 50 free. And right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It's absolutely free.
Okay. And, you scared me. I was like, "Oh, did I miss something?"
No, it blipped. I clicked the mute. but yes, absolutely free. And something different this year that we've not done in the past is that we're actually going to be providing lunch.
Oh, nice.
For the kids. So they'll have snacks and everything for the kids as well, but we're also going to actually provide lunch. So,
nice. Steak, right? Is Pastor Dave going to be out there on the grill with
ribeye steaks? What Dave always says, it's ribeye steaks for everybody.
I'm sure I'm making him happy.
Right?
No, but lunch provided. Nice.
Yeah.
Very hospitable. Now, if someone wanted to find out about the Keepers of the Kingdom, and there's information online, but is there more details they can get by calling the church?
Yeah, I mean, especially those last minute questions that everybody just doesn't want to ask, and then it makes them not come. Call and ask those questions. The same number. I don't care if we went over it. If it's on the website, we're not going to make you feel like you didn't see it. We're excited to tell you.
And what is that best number to call?
That's going to be 505-866-9832. Again, 505-866-9832. And you can also contact us right on the website. Those messages go directly to my email, so I will get it and make sure that we get you answered.
Okay, so what do you know about this curriculum the kids are going to be going through, Keepers of the Kingdom, Standing Strong in Today's Battle for Truth?
It's going to teach these kids at every level that's going through how to be equipped, like truly be equipped with the armor of God, a lot like our youth is going through as well. The whole point is so that they know when they don't have any way of reaching out, like VBS especially, most of them don't have phones. So they can get to a Bible, though. They can bow their head and pray. They can put this armor on, and this is actually going to show them situations that they can use this armor in, why you should have this armor on at all times, and how to actually do it.
Okay, well, and actually, I didn't tell you about this, Pastor Jeremiah, but I was online, and as I mentioned, I was looking up stuff about the VBS curriculum, and I found this promo. It's a video, actually, you can find on YouTube. They've got some other videos, but I picked the shorter one so we can listen to it. Here we go.
Light. Darkness. Good. Evil. Truth. Lies. We are engaged in an epic battle between two spiritual kingdoms for the hearts and minds of our youth. Every day, our kids are bombarded with lies about who they are, who their creator is, what is right, and where their salvation comes from. But we are not meant to fight this battle alone. God, the ruler of the good kingdom, has given his kingdom keepers spiritual armor to wear. With this VBS, your kids will learn how they can be a part of God's kingdom through salvation in his son, and they will be equipped with the armor of God as they train to become keepers of the kingdom who stand strong in today's battle for truth. Huzzah!
Okay, the cool sound effects are cooler when you can watch the video. But there you go, Pastor Jeremiah.
That is awesome. Thank you for that.
I have goosebumps.
We've been showing those before service on Sundays for the last month or two.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole slew of them that go through, but yeah, they really do bring you in.
Well, and all the teachers will be speaking in English accents, right?
Yes. They've been working very hard, and I'm just going to be the cameraman.
And the kids are gonna. You know what? I didn't go to VBS as a kid, but great memories, right?
Yeah. It really. I came from a rough upbringing. Great parents. One parent had some issues, and nonetheless, although I was, my mom was very strong in the Lord and read the Bible to me every day. She made sure that I was able to be at VBS every single year. And at those times I made it real for me.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that.
Yeah. And for the record, I have issues.
Hey man, me too.
Well, loving parents, certainly. And I'm so glad to hear you do have good memories, and, the staff and volunteers at Calvary Chapel New Harvest in Los Lunas are going to be working to create great memories for these kids coming up at the Vacation Bible School June 19th through the 23rd. That's at 701 Main Street in Los Lunas every morning at 7 o'clock. It is a free event, and you'll find the details on the website at calvarynhll.com. Real quick, and I don't know if you have all the details, and we didn't really plan to talk about this, but just a sentence or two. You guys have a conference coming up that people are going to kind of want to have on their radar and keep watching the website there.
Absolutely. That is our Moving Forward conference. It's going to be in July. You can register on our website. The dates on that, July 13th. Through the 15th, and it's in Ruidoso. So just register so that we know that you're coming. We can make sure that, you know, that we've got bags or whatever they're planning to get ready. But it's for everybody. If you're a follower of God, then you're called to serve. And this is to recharge everybody and to send us back out, regardless of where you go to church. We have people from all over the state. We have speakers from all over the state coming in, lined up. Again, you can find more information on the website. Get registered, get there. Same with their men's and women's conferences as well, coming up in August and November.
You know, and I think Pastor David mentioned that conference last time he was on the air with us, and mentioning Ruidoso. For those who have not been, you're like, is this Colorado, Alpine? Right. You know, it's just beautiful. So the details about that conference, though, watch for them on the website at calvarynhll.com. All right. Well, we appreciate your time, Pastor Jeremiah Brown. And will you keep us informed?
You got it. Thank you so much, Steve. It's been such a pleasure. You too, Jared.
All right.
Congrats.
Always. And stay with us. There's more coming up right after the break on ABQ Connect.